Hello, my imaginary friends. Simon here. This is meant to be a follow-up to my bolognese making boo, cooking by audio boo. Yes, I'm going to attempt to make packed lunch for my daughter. Now, this time, Jana has given me my instructions, which I've put into OmniFocus in my to-do list. So what's this? Make Emilia lunch. Okay, here we go. Right, so I'm going to follow the instructions that she's left me. Right, so bagel, half it. Right, so I've just done that actually, and then I thought, oh, I'm supposed to be doing a boo about this. Right, now it says cream cheese and baby tomato slices. Right, okay, so can I reach the fridge? Right, so there's Philadelphia cheese, lovely jubbly. Right, get a knife out. Which knife to use? One of the short ones. Sorry, that's probably not very pleasant to listen to, is it? Okay, so that should be alright. I'll just spread this on. I wonder how thick to make it. Oh, so I made them lunch early today for my daughter and my son, and Jana came in and told me I made the put the jam on too thick, but she didn't complain about the cream cheese, so I think I'll get away with making the cream cheese nice and thick, because it's got lots of calcium in it and stuff, isn't it? And, the kids need Emilia. This is for Emilia, so yeah, she needs fattening up a bit. So bit of creamy cheese in there, bit of fat to keep her going, and the calcium's good for her bones. And all that sort of thing. So it's spreading on. I'm spreading the second half now. You can't tell that, can you, from just listening? but yeah, I'm putting it on quite thick. Hope it's not. Hope it'll still fit in the lunchbox. Right, come on. That was a bit of a big dollop. I wonder if I'll get that all on, or whether that'll leave a big lump somewhere. That'll be all right. It'll be all right. Don't panic. Okay. Yeah, just spread it around. Eventually no one will see that there's too much on there. Okay, right, good. Let's finish with the cream cheese. Pop that back in the fridge. Right. What's next then? I think I'm going to have to unplug you. I need to move around. Right, you're unplugged now. Right, let's pop that in the fridge. Right, tomatoes. Now she said, slice them, and she said that if you slice these little baby tomatoes, you should get about 4 slices out of each tomato. So I'll take 2 tomatoes, give them a quick wash under the tap. Okay, right, let's dry them off a bit on the hand towel. Is that hygienic, drying them off on the hand towel? Or should I use kitchen towel and just throw it away afterwards? Doesn't sound very environmentally friendly doing it that way. Right, there's a sharp knife. I'll use that for chopping the tomatoes into bits. Right, here we go. Slice number one. Oh, it's all squirting out of the place. Oh, that's really squirting out. Yuck. Yeah. Right, let's chuckle that on the bagel. Okay. And next one. Now, she said once you've done them, put the two halves together again and put them into some Tupperware. But it's just occurring to me now, do I put a row of tomatoes on each half of the bagel, or do I just put one row that's sort of communal between both halves? Oh, I don't know. Does it really matter? I don't know. Don't think so. Let's chuck those on. So if I do that, then yes, I've put them all onto one half now, one side. There's pips all over the place. It's no good, is it? I'll put that one as well up there. And if I put the other half on top, then it's going to sort of look a bit lonely on one side. But then if I put two layers in, then when she takes them apart, the tomatoes are all going to stay on one side, aren't they? Oh, I don't know. What's the average? If in doubt, use twice as many tomatoes as you think you need to. Is that how it goes? Yes, I think it does. Right, I'll get some more tomatoes in. Are you still there? Have you fallen asleep yet? I wouldn't blame you if you had. Right, wash two more tomatoes. I think I might have pricked my finger just now. Didn't seem to be any blood coming out there, so... I can't have gone in too far. Right, okay. Next pair of tomatoes. Chop, chop, chop. Yeah, when you slice them, they just collapse, basically. I bet Amelia's not going to be impressed when she gets these. Oh well. She'll probably complain to her mum, and her mum will say, "Oh, don't. Daddy did it, that's why it's wrong." Right. Last tomato, come on. Slice. Slice. Should I be trying to cut the little green bit out, or should I just leave them? And baby tomatoes, the little green bit is so small. A, it's difficult to get out, and B, do you really notice if it's still in there? That's what I say. Right, okay. There we go, and then... I think I'll take a picture of this in a minute. I'm just putting all the seeds back onto the bagel. I don't know if that's a good idea, it's just going to make a sloppy mess, isn't it? But I'm going to do it anyway, because it looks neater than having them on the chopping board. So it'll make my sort of... OCD feel a bit better, even if Amelia's lunchbox comes out all soggy. So what I'll do, I'm just going to pause this and take a photo, and then I'll be right back. Right, okay, I've taken the photo. I think it turned out okay. Right, what's it say now? So cream cheese and baby tomato slices. Did that. Into round Tupperware. Round Tupperware. Right, so I need to find... Oh, there's a round Tupperware thing with Amelia's name on it. On a sticker, so that's obviously designed to go to school and not get lost. So, that's fine. I'll put that in there. And I put the two halves together first. Or do I put them together in there? Oh... This could get messy. I know, I'm going to put that half in there like that. I'm going to put the other half onto the lid. So I've got one half in the bottom of the Tupperware and the other half on top of the lid. Now if I can turn the lid over, then they'll join together. Ooh, there we go. Well, all the tomatoes seem to be still in place, so that, amazingly, that worked. Right. Okay, right, what's next on the list? Right, and that says into pink lunchbox, right? Pink lunchbox over here somewhere, underneath a load of plates and bibs and plastic spoons. And now some basil leaves, by the look of it, they've just fallen off the plant on the windowsill. Right, into the pink lunchbox. Right, now, next it says yogurt. Open the fridge. Grab a yogurt. Oh, that's fine. But we'll find the one. This is the challenge now, to find the one with the most recent best before date. So 22nd of July, 22nd of July, and 22nd of July. I've got 12 yogurts that all expire on the 22nd of July. So that's fairly easy. Right, strawberries are our favourite. Strawberry. Done. In the lunchbox, it's in. Plastic spoon. Oh, is that the pink one I just saw? Is that what she wants? Yeah. Plastic spoon. Next it says into fridge. Right, the whole thing into the fridge. Let's sip it up. Next one. Right. Okay. And into the fridge. Oh, can I make it to the fridge without tripping over? Yes, I can. Right, into the fridge. Looks like it'll fit in there. Oh, don't let the strawberry jam fall out. Okay, mission accomplished. Now I just need to tidy up. So I've got a spoon, two knives here, one with Philadelphia on it. Lift it off. It was nice and creamy. And a vegetable knife with a bit of, with a single seed of tomato seed on there. Not going to worry about that. There's my little breadboard to wash that up. There's the bag for the bagel. The bagel came in. Put that in the bin. Yes, I think it's going to be all right. That's the wrong sponge. That's the sponge we use for wiping the work surfaces. Not the one we use for washing up. Oh, that's close. Right, so the board is washed up. Put that on the drainer. Squeeze out the sponge. Now I've got wet hands. Can I reach the towel? Yes. But my iPhone's about to fall off because the cable's not long enough. No, it didn't fall off. Good. Ah, there's some more seeds on the work surface. Now I get the other sponge then. Those tomato seeds get everywhere, don't they? And then little juicy puddles. Alright. That's wiped. I've got to dry my hand again. And now the towel's fallen on the floor. Right, I don't think there's anything more to it now. It's all done. So then the last thing I need to do now is just to give it a little tick in my OmniFocus to say that it's done. Give it a tick and it's crossed it out, greyed out. It's done. Excellent. And now I can hear the tumble dryer beeping at me. Oh, that'll be fun. Do you want to come with me while I check out the tumble dryer? No? All right then. All right then. You can go back to whatever you were doing before. Thanks for listening. Toodle-boo.